Now, people and activists have held a protest in Ramallah in solidarity with Palestinian children held in Israeli jails. The participants also honoured 15-year-old Khalid al-Sheikh, who was recently released from an Israeli jail. Press TV's Mona Kandil tells us more.
The youngest Palestinian prisoner in Israeli jails, Khalid al-Sheikh, was released last Thursday after 4 months of imprisonment. Khalid was honored by Palestinian rights groups and families of prisoners during a protest in solidarity with detained children. The boy says the imprisonment has left sad memories for him, although the Israeli forces will never scare him.
I was with my friend walking in an area close to the separation wall. We saw the Israeli soldiers running towards us. My friend managed to escape, but I could not. Israeli soldiers beat me with gun butts on the head and also insulted and tortured me during the interrogation. I was hand-tied for hours in prison. I suffer anemia, but I did not receive any sort of health care there.
Human rights organizations say Israel continues to violate all rights and freedoms. Currently, some 200 Palestinian minors are held in three different Israeli jails. 25 of those children are between 14 and 15 years old, while dozens of them are aged between 16 and 17.
We are here to raise our voice loudly to support the children. There is more than 205 children under the age of 18 in the Israeli jails. They are arrested in a legal situation, living in a miserable situation inside the Israeli jails.
Some 700 Palestinian children are arrested and prosecuted in Israeli military courts every year. A majority of them are charged with throwing stones at Israeli forces and their armored vehicles.
Khalid al-Sheikh is one among thousands of Palestinians kept in Israeli jails. Although he's been released days ago, he has undergone terrible ordeal because Palestinians insist on the continuation of different forms of resistance against Israeli forces until the termination of the Israeli occupation forever. Mona Kandil for Press TV in front of the building of the Red Cross occupied Ramallah.